High and well, Compulsive Reader. Thank you, Rich, for asking me. Grateful to be here. I have a sponsor. I'm working the steps. I'm currently on step 12. He has a sponsor. I have a home group. It's the Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. Studio City meeting in person. I have service commitments at three meetings. And I'm willing to sponsor. I'm looking for sponsees. Anybody needs a sponsor. And just to get the numbers out of the way or to qualify, I 3.5 years ago, I have 3.5 years of abstinence. 3.5 years ago, I came in at 300 pounds. And last weigh-in I weigh in once a month with the coordinates. That's with an agreement with me and my sponsor. I weighed in at 133. And that's only because of the power from a power greater than myself, and the fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous, that I could maintain an abstinence and have the life that I have now. And you know, because I was powerless and I didn't know it. And you know, as a kid growing up, in our household, food was love. And we just, you know, they gave you food to show love. And then they, you know, I wasn't gaining weight and, you know, things were fine. And I was a kid and you're just running around. And I remember the first time, like I was 8 or 9 years old, where I remember like compulsively eating something because everybody else was done and I was just eating more food. And I didn't know at the time. I mean, at the time I kind of felt uncomfortable, but I didn't know why. But you know, now looking back at it, I just was uncomfortable at the moment. And I, you know, at 8 years old, I knew more food would solve it. That's what I thought, you know, even at that young of an age. And as a teenager, I started getting anxiety, and you know, I moved from Detroit to California to LA, and you know, it's a big change. And I'm eating the same way, but now I'm gaining weight because it's not coming off. And my family's like, you know, giving me like critique, and you know, it's a mixed message because one moment they're critiquing me, the next moment have some more food. And I just remember like, you know, just eating over feelings. And I didn't know that was the case, but I just remember just eating because I was like nervous, anxious. I didn't know how to get I didn't know how to maintain friendships. I didn't know, you know, I was never taught that, and I never tried, you know, learning that from anybody else. And you know, I remember the I joining the track team in college, a cross country team, I mean in high school, and you know, I lost a bunch of weight, and then when things didn't go my way, I was back to eating food. And it just went on like that for throughout college. And like, you know, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't stop eating. And you know, it'd be tomorrow would be the next day, you know, that I'll start again. Or and it never worked out. It never worked out. I didn't have boundaries in my house, like and around food, nothing. And it was just like kind of like a miserable life. And then I was at a different fellowship, and somebody suggested that I should go to OA. And you know, by what I shared, and I went to an OA meeting. And it was the 7:30 Sunday meeting. It was at a different location, I noticed these people were like they were looked healthy, they looked happy, and they looked like they were ready for the day at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday. And I don't even know how I got there. I mean, I know how I got there, but I just barely got there. Like I maybe crawled in, or like I didn't necessarily want to be there. I'd rather be asleep or watching football or whatever, something. And it did, like I ended up getting a sponsor, and started working the steps with him. But what I noticed was, I wanted to do it my way, and it didn't work out doing it my way. It worked what it was supposed to work, but like ultimately I did not and I decided not to connect with people, I guess, because I wasn't really connecting with people enough to where I could call somebody and say, hey, this is what's going on. And I wanted to be a very important person at my job. And when I started doing that and started slowly letting go of my meetings, and I relapsed. And I went out for a couple of years, then came back and got a sponsor. And this time it was the same thing. Like it was just like my way. I wasn't, I was working away, but like I wasn't like part of the herd in the middle. And I was just, having a friend here, a friend there, or calling my sponsor, but like I wasn't serious about it. And it was a lot of ego. And I ended up uncovering some childhood trauma, and I couldn't handle that the childhood trauma. I couldn't handle it, and I didn't know who to call. And I wasn't ready to go through it. And I end up like relapsing. And this time it was 10 years. It wasn't just weight and like, oh, I need to lose a few pounds. It was health issues, life unmanageability. Life was miserable. I couldn't walk down the street one block. I was having the anxiety attacks again. If it wasn't that I had my own business, I probably wouldn't have been able to be employed, because I wasn't functioning. And it was just a miserable thing, and I was too embarrassed and too nervous to come back to OA. But luckily, like, it was on Zoom, so maybe I could hide out somewhere and nobody would see me. I started going to meetings, and then somebody that I know from the past goes, oh, you're back. And I'm like, oh, I guess, yeah. And I started coming back, and I was scared. I was scared. I didn't, I just, one day I went to decide, okay, I need to get more serious about it, and I need to get a sponsor. So I went to the 7:30 Sunday morning meeting, and I met my sponsor there that I have currently. My sponsor is Craig K. So, he was there when I had to like say I broke my abstinence, and it was a really humbling and tough day to say that 10 years before that. And that guy stayed abstinent, and when I saw them there, and I'm like, hey, would you like to be my sponsor? And he was like, sure. And it was like What I saw in that guy was that he was at a healthy body weight and he wasn't going insane about doing it. He had some peace around in his life, and he was at a healthy body weight, so like, okay, that makes sense. I've been at a healthy body weight, but I've been totally insane in doing it. And so like the following week, I get introduced to the men's table sober eating group, and it's kind of funny, like I wasn't expecting to be going to sober eating group, and then the guy's like, are you willing to fire yourself from making food decisions? And I was, I guess, like it was, I had to think about it. I knew it was the right thing, but what I thought was it was limiting or going to be constricting was actually producing more freedom. It was a life changer. And we started working the steps, and obviously the first one, I was powerless over food. My life was unmanageable. The second one is I came to believe a power greater than myself could help me restore to sanity. Because I had to realize like I was insane and I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Like I tried many times and situations just got worse. And so, I had to like fake it till I make it. But I sort of, but it was, but sometimes the power greater than myself was the group or the men's table or whatever it was, but it wasn't, most importantly, it wasn't me. I wasn't making decisions to run my life or to choose food, either one. I was not good at it, and I didn't have to do it alone. So that was amazing. And then step three was I turned it over, which I do those all the time, like throughout the day, every day, because I got to turn things over, because if I hold on to things, life becomes painful, and just stuff gets squirrely. And so eventually I turn it over. And then I think 4 through 9 was really helpful, because despite I didn't like it, but I think I needed it to just see, like, one, that like telling somebody these secrets, these things that I've done, or these things that I feel embarrassed or ashamed of, and them not running away or judging, or judging me, or critiquing me, was something like I did not ex I was a little worried about. I did not expect, even though I know the person I'm reading it to is a really good dude. And what was helpful is I got to see like I what my part in it was, because it was very easy in the past just to blame everybody else and eat, and that got me nowhere really. I mean, it got me to 300 pounds and like a miserable life. If I wanted to change, I had to see like, okay, what was my part in it, and what can I do possibly to do it better? And then, the defects of characters, we listed them and asked higher power to remove them. And then with 8 and 9, I think those were also like, those were helpful in a sense that I got relationships back with my family. I made amends to people that I was thought in my head they thought I was like a screw up or something, but when I told them, they're like, no, we don't remember that, or we think you're a nice guy, or you're a reliable guy. And yeah, so that. And then 10, I when I do something wrong throughout the day, I just, hey, I called my sponsor, I called somebody and say, hey, I did this. What should I do? How do I make an amends for that? I'm not gonna just like sweep it under the rug and say it didn't happen. And I take direction, and that's the thing. I take this person's direction. I work the program. I don't work Noel's program, because that didn't work either. So And then 11, the prayer meditation I do every morning. And then at 12, I do right now it's like working with others, being of service. And then so like what I currently do, so like in the morning I what's it called? I get up, I pray in the morning, I thank God for my abstinence, I do the serenity prayer, I do on awakening, and other prayers from like the OA, my OA toolkit, and then I make my bed every morning, and then I check in with my sponsors and text threads peoples. I text my food, and I text my plan for the day, and I tell my sponsor how I'm doing that day, and then I go throughout the day. I make outreach calls. I do my writing. I accept outreach calls. I go to meetings. I go to about six meetings a week, maybe seven at times. Do service commitments. And at night when I, I do my 10 step and I send it to my sponsor, but I also get on my knees and thank God for my abstinence and ask him how I could be a better person, or if I did anything wrong, please show me how to be a better person, or not, do things differently, or because it helped, because to me it's just not like, it's like addressing the situation. Part of the things that help now is like having acceptance that some things I don't like, but I can accept it. And if when I'm able to accept whatever that situation is, it's I might not like it. It may be horrible. And I just if I can accept it, then like I have like a peace coming in, like instead of like fighting it. And a couple of things like my sponsor tells me is like it's progress, not perfection. So I'm gonna make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes throughout the day or throughout the week, or it happens. And I don't eat over it, but I also don't just say, oh, and it's no big deal. Like I address it, but I as long as I don't eat over it, I think it's a win. I stay abstinent no matter what it is. And like he has a thing that I'm learning to do, which is a lot tougher, is like staying in the moment. So he'll just put a like a date. Like today's date is 7/21/25. And for this day, everything that I need is being taken care of. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know about last week. I had a bad day. Or next week, I'm worried about an outcome of something. But he reminds me, and I used to think that was corny. Like, what is he saying? He reminded me of that. And he also had me do a gratitude list, and it's true. Like I do a gratitude list almost every day. I think I've missed a couple of days, but to me, I didn't understand what these were basic things. Why should I be grateful for them? Like, okay, everybody has these things. What's the big deal? And it had to take my relapse to lose a lot of stuff in my life to actually go, okay, this is a big deal. Staying abstinent is a big deal to me. It's the most important thing in my life. Because without it, I don't have a life. And it doesn't, it's becoming like I want to do the stuff instead of like I have to do the stuff. And that's pretty much it. So like that's the That's the things I've gotten out of so far, that I'm in the middle of the pack. I don't have to do this alone, which now I can ask for help, which those were all foreign concepts. And if it was up to me, I wouldn't be doing any of those things. So I just wanted to thank you guys.